Now, I'm John Stratford, and I'm the author of Our Fight for Democracy, about democracy in the United Kingdom. And I was attending the meeting about reform of the House of Lords, and I pointed out a number of things. First of all, I said that what the British people don't know, and what we should be trying to get over to them, is the fact that the House of Lords is the biggest legislature in the world, other than the Congress of the Republic of China, that there are 92 hereditaries sitting in the House of Lords, and yet it is only the second chamber in the world with a hereditary element, the other one being Lesotho, and that on religious grounds we have 26 bishops sitting in the House of Lords, and there are only two other countries in the world with a theocratic element in their legislature, one of which is Iran and the other is Saudi Arabia. And the 26 bishops in the House of Lords don't even represent the whole of the United Kingdom, because the Church of Ireland, the Church of Wales have been disestablished, and the Church of Scotland is separate. So that all they do is represent the Church of England. And they're all male. So how in the 21st century can we have a democratic parliament when we have this pure bias against equal opportunities for women? And we should also remember that when Tony Blair retired as Prime Minister, half of the House of Lords had been appointed by one man, that man being Tony Blair. 79 of the members of the House of Lords last year never attended a single session. Why should these people be able to collect £300 a day tax-free allowance for spending a couple of minutes visiting the House of Lords and legislating for the British people? It includes criminals, people like Lord Black, Lord Archer, Lord Hanningfield, Lord Taylor, people who've been convicted of criminal offences, and they're still entitled to come back and pass legislation and participate and collect their expenses, even when in some cases they've actually been imprisoned for fiddling their expenses. It is quite outrageous, and it is time that this whole system has changed and we had a completely reformed democratic House of Lords, and that is what the British people now need to understand and will vote for if they're given the opportunity.